Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the June 6, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community. And today, I'd like to welcome a new host to our podcast. Sherry Gibson has agreed to help us out when one of our standard host crew is not available. And here's Sherry.
Thanks a lot, Lynn. I'm really excited to be here. I'm from Freeport, and some of you may remember me from radio. I've been in radio or was in radio for 47 years, retired. Oh, it'll be almost 3 years already. So this fall. So I'm looking forward to being part of FreePod.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Not that this is radio. Yeah. But so now let's get started on the news you've been missing. First of all, we have an apology to make for an error in one of last week's stories. In an update of upcoming events, we encouraged everyone to attend a community forum at the Farm Bureau early Wednesday morning. Well, it turns out that this meeting was for members of the Greater Freeport Partnership and that registration was required, so we apologize for inviting everyone to attend. Our journalistic standards promise that we'll work to be objective, accurate, inclusive, and independent, and this time we gooped up on accuracy. Sorry about that. Now we'll get back to the news. Here's an update, I believe it's accurate, on dealing with some of the damage caused by our recent storms. We want to remind you that Freeport has a drop-off location for woody debris. It's open to the public every weekday from 8 until noon. It's Timber Industries at 2133 South Walnut. They accept drop-off of small to medium woody debris, including branches and cut-up logs. Now, they don't accept grass clippings, bagged or unbagged leaves, soil, or rocks. If you're looking for ways to dispose of yard waste like clippings, leaves, soil, and rocks, then you can purchase a yard waste toter trash bin from Gill's Freeport Disposal. The City of Freeport does not provide drive-by pickup of such landscape waste, but you can find the link for Gill's in the notes for this episode on our website, freepod.org.
The Freeport Area Church Cooperative is going to be expanding their food pantry operation. They've decided to move it into another location. FACC will be leasing the former Radex Stereo building on West Galena Avenue as the new home for the food pantry. It's basically across from the Fastmart gas station. The move will allow FACC to better serve its clients on the west end of Freeport with more space for food storage, offices, and meetings with social services staff. Renovations are ongoing, and FACC staff hopes to move into the new location sometime yet this month or early July.
As part of its Somerset 49 season, Beautiful, the Carol King musical, A Woman's Struggle to Be Heard, will be presented June 21, 22, and 23, as well as June 27, 28, and 29, at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center at Highland Community College. Directed by Randy Haldeman, the musical is the inspiring true narrative of Carol King's struggle to be heard and her journey from teenage songwriter to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Based on the book by Douglas McGrath, the musical tells the story of her early life and uses many of the songs that she wrote. The show has 26 roles and is rated PG-13. Tickets are $10, $18, and $20. And to buy tickets and reserve seats for Beautiful, the Carol King musical, call the box office at the college Monday through Thursday, 1 to 5, at 599-3718.
You may recall that we've mentioned the Freeport Student Garden, also known as FSG. It's one of the first student gardens to be approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to accept Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, also known as the SNAP program. Customers can use their benefits to purchase produce, meat, eggs, plants, and baked goods, all grown or produced by Freeport High School students. The garden is now also participating in the Link Match program, which is a one-to-one match program. As an example, if someone has $25 in EBT Link SNAP benefits available to them, they get an additional $25 to spend. The Link Match program is administered by Link Up Illinois. For many low-income Illinoisans, the only foods available to them are those that may be purchased with their Link card. In order for farmers, markets, and student gardens to be accessible to them, they must have electronic benefits transfer or EBT systems in place that allow customers to use their Link cards. Link Match doubles the value of Link purchases at local farmers, markets, and gardens by providing matching currency redeemable available at the market for fresh local fruits and vegetables. Combined with targeted outreach efforts, these programs have dramatically increased link purchases at markets and gardens, which nearly vanished when food stamps shifted from physical stamps to electronic bank cards. Link Up Illinois ensures that more families are able to access and afford the freshest fruits and vegetables grown in Illinois. For more information, visit the URL in our script for this week's episode.
And in other food-friendly news, this summer, low-income Illinois families with school-aged children can receive money for free groceries, but they may have to apply for the benefit. The state is launching Summer EBT, a new grocery benefits program that provides families with $120 for each eligible school-aged child to buy groceries when school is on summer break. The EBT program is also known as Sun Bucks. Summer is a time when many children lose access to the meals that they normally receive at school, and this program is being offered in addition to the free meals that kids of all ages can get at summer school and at open meal sites in the district. Most eligible families will get these benefits automatically, but some District 145 families will need to complete a household application with the Nutrition and Dining Services program. District 145 students are automatically eligible for the program if the household is already participating in SNAP, TANF, income-eligible Medicaid, or the foster program, or if the student qualifies based upon having a household income that meets the requirements for free or reduced-price school meals. Other District 145 students who think they may be eligible will need to apply through the household application process by July 1st. Contact the district office at 815-232-0300 for more details.
In February 2022, federal veterinarians confirmed bird flu in a commercial poultry flock in the United States. Since then, the highly contagious disease has been found in poultry operations throughout the country. Close to home, the second bird flu outbreak in a week was reported Sunday, with nearly 103,000 turkeys infected in northwest Iowa's Cherokee County, following a report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture that an egg facility with 4.2 million laying hens was also found infected. The birds at both facilities will be destroyed to prevent the highly contagious virus from spreading. The disease is fatal to domestic birds who are believed to be infected by migrating wild birds that often don't appear sick. 2 months ago, a multi-state outbreak of bird flu called H5N1 was reported in dairy cows, which was followed by reports of the disease being confirmed in herds of dairy cows in a number of other states, so far not including Illinois. This is the first time that bird flu virus was found in cattle and has been the subject of quite a bit of media attention. The spread of the H5N1 virus within herds indicates that cow-to-cow spread occurred, likely through mechanical means. While bird flu is deadly among birds, this isn't the case for dairy cattle. Infected animals recover from generally mild symptoms with supportive treatment and few to no deaths. When it comes to humans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, confirmed one case of bird flu infection in a worker on a dairy farm in Texas, which was presumed to be infected with the virus. The affected individual had very mild symptoms and recovered without any complications. People who have job-related or recreational exposure to infected birds or animals, including cows, are at greater risk of contracting bird flu virus. The CDC believes the current risk to the general public from bird flu viruses is very low. The Food and Drug Administration does not currently have concerns about the safety of milk products that are pasteurized, including pasteurized cheese sold nationwide. No active virus has been found in any commercial dairy products because the pasteurization process kills disease-causing bacteria and viruses. Because of the limited information available about the possible transmission of bird flu virus in raw, unpasteurized milk, it is recommended that people do not consume raw milk or raw milk cheeses, especially that which is produced by infected herds.
And in a follow-up to that story, and because there are locations in our community where raw milk can be purchased, we want to update everyone on how drinking raw milk can be related to bird flu. Based on the limited research and information available, the FDA does not know at this time if the bird flu virus can be transmitted through consumption of raw milk and milk products such as cheese and yogurt that are made from unpasteurized milk and infected cows. However, the FDA has long known that raw milk can harbor dangerous germs that pose serious health risks. Originally passed in 1924, the Pasteurized Milk Ordinance requires that all dairy products sold through interstate commerce be pasteurized. And for 100 years, it has dramatically reduced the risk of foodborne illness associated with dairy products. According to the recent CDC study, however, in the period from 1998 through 2018, there were over 200 outbreaks linked to drinking raw milk that resulted in illnesses or hospitalizations. And 78% of these cases occurred in states that allow on-farm sale of raw milk.
There's a lot of summer fun ahead in Freeport. Here's a couple of things that are happening tomorrow night. If you're looking for some family fun, be sure to check out Healthy Kids Day and the FHN Health Fair, which is tomorrow, Friday, June 7th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. in parking lot C at Highland Community College. A joint effort of FHN and the YMCA of Northwest Illinois, this event is free and open to the public with many family-friendly activities brought to you by local not-for-profits in Freeport and Stevenson County, and again, being held on the Highland Community College campus lawn. The festivities include fun with animals at the Little Rascals Petting Zoo and Hugh Haven Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Center, canine demonstrations with the Stevenson County Sheriff's Association, barrel train rides, snack and dinner options available for purchase from several food trucks, and much more. This event, which is the largest annual public event at the YMCA, is designed for families of all ages to learn more about healthy lifestyle options and support available to them in Freeport and beyond. FHN will offer free blood pressure screenings, and in all, over 30 local agencies will be providing fun and educational activities for kids, so you can join them tomorrow.
And again, as we mentioned last week, the ever-popular Music on Chicago season returns downtown tomorrow night, Friday, June 7, with a performance by In the Sticks with DJ Cup. The members of this hot, modern country cover band are highly talented with a great stage presence that's full of energy. Inspired by touring acts such as Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Brantley Gilbert, Luke Bryan, and Randy Houser, the band works to get the audience fired up, moving and dancing to the beat, and involved in the show. Their goal is to give everyone a musical experience of rockin' modern country music at its best. So, on Friday, you can enjoy the band at Ferguson Arts Plaza, across from the public library on the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas, downtown. The grounds are ideal for a social gathering with friends, or bring the family and blankets and take your spot on the lawn. The $5 admission fee includes access to the concert, as well as local food vendors with snack and dinner options. Both alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages are available. So, see you at the Arts Plaza on the 7th.
As we close, we want to remind you about next week's in-depth interview that will be posted at noon on Tuesday, June 11th. FreePod host Alan Wenzel is interviewing the computer tutor, Ed Alderman, to get tips on how to identify and avoid email scams and to make sure you don't fall into any traps. This is a really informative interview that you won't want to miss. With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. And again, I'm Sherry Gibson here with Lynn Fever, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.